Hey everyone, you're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from the movies Howl's Moving Castle and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse coming up shortly, but now we have a classic song from The Muppets. Made famous by Kermit the Frog, the song Bein' Green is one of the most covered or reinterpreted songs of all time. It was performed by the likes of Ray Charles, Tony Bennett, and even CeeLo Green. The version we have for you is by the violinist and singer Andrew Bird. To me, this song is about accepting who you are, no matter the color of your skin. You're beautiful, no matter what.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when you could be something so much nicer, like red, a yellow, aquamarine, or something more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you're blending with all kinds of ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. Green's the color of spring, green can be cool and friendly like. Green can be big like a mountain, important like a river, or tall like a tree. Green is all that you can be. It sort of makes you wonder why. Why wonder I'm green, and that'll do just fine. Besides, it's all I wanna be. Sort of makes you wonder why, but why wonder I'm green, and I think it's beautiful, and besides, that's all I wanna be.
one of those great songs that can always cheer you up, that was Being Green, performed there by Andrew Bird. It was originally written for Sesame Street and The Muppet Show by Joe Raposo. I hope that song inspired you to look beyond colors and into people's hearts. This is Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. We now move to the many universes of the superhero Spider-Man. The animated 2018 movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse follows the story of Miles, who becomes the new Spider-Man in his own universe. And he meets and learns from the other super spider heroes from other dimensions, such as Spider-Woman, Spider-Man Noir, and my favorite, Spider-Ham. There's great action in this movie, and the score is able to capture this along with the sounds of Spider-Man's Brooklyn. Here's the track Catch the S-Train, which plays in a scene as the new Spider-Man is learning how to maneuver while web-slinging on an elevated train. Can't you just imagine Spidey swinging around to that track? That was Catch the S-Train from the movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It was written by Daniel Pemberton. I just love the turntable scratching in that tune. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. I have one more piece of music for you, this time from the Ghibli Studios animated classic, Howl's Moving Castle. Based on the fantasy novel of the same name, Howl's Moving Castle is set in a kingdom where magic and modern technology coexist. We meet Sophie, who must break free of a curse that has been given to her by a witch. On her mission, she meets a wizard named Howl, who helps her. The score of this film has to be one of my favorites. It has this magical feel to it, but also it's very whimsical and emotional. Here we have the track Magic Door, which is located in Howl's Castle, and it can transport you anywhere you want to go. Thank you. Where do you think that magic door would bring you? From the movie Howl's Moving Castle, that was the track Magic Door. It was written by Joe Hisashi and performed there by the New Japanese Philharmonic. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.